Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. Continue with Pele Yoyitz, Shir number 2 in Avas Hashem. We're discussing how do we come to fulfill the mitzvah we started with yesterday of loving Hashem, a tayag mitzvah, a constant mitzvah tediris, which we can do every single second in your mind. Like we said yesterday, you're waiting a line, there's a long line. You can be thinking how much you love Hashem. Now, how do you come to think how you love Hashem? So Rav Pele Yoyitz tells us right now as follows. He says that the more we think of the gifts and appreciate the chasodim, all the chesed, all the acts of kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, and he's going to elaborate, I'm going to read the words inside, detail after detail after detail, and we should not skip one point. The more we appreciate what Hashem is doing for us every single second, and what Hashem has been doing for us, that's how we come to have this feeling of love. And I give the same example, I'm going to give it again. Imagine right now, everyone who's here in person, I apologize only for the people in person, we get a knock on the door, after the shir, doesn't interrupt, he waits, he's holding a bag, and he comes in, and he says, you like a steak sandwich? And he gives you a steak sandwich. And he gives you a nice salmon the way you like it cooked. And he gives you the salad that you want. And everything just the way you like it. The Pittsburgh steak. Everything just what like you like. And you're thinking, well, why are you giving this to me? So, well, because you came to learn Torah today. Like, and you feel so appreciative. What happens after you leave this building, and as you're driving down Old Lancaster, you see that same person has a flat tire. What are you going to do? Instinctively, you go over, say, how can I help? Because you feel hakaras hatoiv, you feel appreciation. Everything we have, and everything that Hashem gives us, and everything that we have, that people give us, it's all from Hashem. Let's read the words inside. The norm is a person loves the individual who gives him pleasure. Why is it that little children, the grandkids, love the grandfather so much? Why is it? Because the grandfather, grandmother, they give all, they give, and they don't. The discipline goes to the parents. Yeah. You have to discipline, that's your job. I'm here to give the chocolate, I'm here to give the candy. So there's the grandchildren just love it. That's the relationship. But who gives the children more, the parents or the grandparents? The parents are there 24/7, every single day, every single second. Even the smallest amount of pleasure that someone gives you, we should appreciate it. Even more so, if it's a lot of hanam. Imagine someone gives you a job, you're able to pay your bills, help other people with that job, and all because that individual got you that job. You see where he's going now. And all this is all Hashem. It's all Hashem. We have to always connect the dots. You know that little kid game, connecting the dots, and you have a picture? We have to connect the dots back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Omar Yoimar, Bama Ashalim L'ish HaLazeh. A person will say, how can I repay this person for all the chesed he has done for me? He's giving me this madness chinam, this free gift. Ilu echye eleshonim. If I live 1,000 years, like uchel shalim toides loy, I won't be able to repay this person for all the chesed he has done for me. Imishal chenel merchokim bechatzi laylo ani chayv l'shmoy bekoila. If I'll get a phone call and say, could you please go in the middle of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, go over there to New York, go to New York to Florida, go to Florida to California, no problem, I'm going. I'll tell you something right now. If I get a phone call from my father, my mother, and they tell me, you got to come here right now. I said, are you sure? I'm going to be sure right now. Yes, you got to come right now. What do you have to do? You go. If I get a phone call from my Rebbe right now, I mean, it's on airplane mode, so they can't call through, but okay. If they say, please come to the yeshiva, I have to speak with you. I would say, Rebbe, I'm giving shir now. I understand. Come right now. I'm gone. That's it. The father says it. The Rebbe says it. You go. End the conversation. Nothing to talk about. You just want to let them know what you're doing. Fine. If I'll be sent in the middle of the night, far away, and I have to listen to their voice. Why? Because I'm chayiv. I'm obligated for all the chasadim that my father, that my Rebbe has given me, my mother. And he continues. If Rachman Litzlan person was sick and someone healed him, he went to the doctor or a friend suggested something and it cured him, how much you're obligated to that person. You feel it inside of you. Not that he tells you, oh, you owe me one. You feel it. Hakaras HaToiv. Yigdol Ahavasi Elov. You can have more and more love for that individual. And if he saved you from death to life, how much more so? The love is burning inside of you. Endless, boundless. There are so many levels for love. Now he comes to our point. All of the good in the world, they come from Hashem. Whether it's coming from what looks directly from Hashem or whether it comes from a human being, it's all kulam. Hey, mimenu yisbarach, they're all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether we get something that totally we know falls in our lap from Hashem, you go buy this lottery ticket, it's obviously no one's giving it to you besides Hashem, and you win the lottery number. Or if someone knocks on your door and gives you something, you say, oh, that's so kind of you, thank you. That person is a shliach from Hashem. Why? Ki hu ha-noisim b'lei b'ruav le-heitiv elu im elu v'habi shluchim l'makim. Because this person who gave it to you, that idea came from Hashem. Hashem put that idea in his head. We're going to stop here with this point, but we want to pick up Mitzvah Hashem an understanding. How do we acquire this chesed from Hashem that Hashem should put into the mind of other people to do things? Have a wonderful day.